Hi, this is Shanda. Welcome to the LDS Women's Book Review Podcast, Season 6, Episode 3, and I'm here with
Mindy
and
Adam Glendon Sidwell.
And you are the author of
Evertaster.
Okay, so we're also recording here at The Chocolate. I told them that I would promote this wonderful little dessert establishment.
It is delicious.
And so, and I haven't had anything yet, but have you?
I have. The cookies, good. Really good.
Okay. So they are located, they actually have two locations. We are at the West Jordan location on 9118 South Redwood Road. And then their Orem location, if I can remember correctly, is on 212 South, and I don't remember the street, because I forgot my notebook in the car. So you can Google it, but it's The Chocolate, a dessert cafe, and you can also find them online at thechocolatedc.com. And they do catering, and they have all sorts of delicious-looking cupcakes on their website, so you can look at pictures and drool, and just don't do it over your keyboard. Anyway, so come and check them out if you get a chance. Okay, so, Adam, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am a visual effects artist by trade, which is kind of an animator, and so I work on film a lot, and I love to travel and adventure, and, you know, those worlds started to come together when I started to write, and I've been writing for, you know, many years now, and, you know, I'm really excited that finally my book came to fruition. And it's a great feeling, and it's great to actually be able to connect with readers and have them read the book and talk about how they liked it. And, you know, they're telling me that they're reading it to their kids for bedtime stories, and their kids are always saying, one more chapter. And, you know, it's been a phenomenal experience to finally, you know, have that chance to find out what people think about your writing. And I guess I'm kind of a guy who likes to throw parties. And so the book is my party on paper.
I love that.
That's cute. We read some of the reviews on Amazon and Goodreads on our way here, and everybody is loving it. So that's exciting.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. It's been really, really great. Some, you know, the feedback we're getting is just awesome. You know, there was a book blogger who just posted about how, you know, she said that this was one of the best middle grade books she's read this year, and I thought, wow, you know. And Deseret News just posted a review about, and they said that I was a comedian, and I thought that was hilarious. I mean, you know, it was just really nice to hear that feedback when you've been working on something for so long in a cave where no one's seen it, and now you get to share it with the world. And so this has been a lot of fun.
How long have you been working on Evertaster?
Well, I started in 2008, and I wrote the first draft in about, well, I was working on the movie Speed Racer. If, you know, there's about 12 of you out there who have seen it. I actually really liked it, but I quit my job and started writing after the film was done, and started writing Evertaster, and it took me about 4 months to get out the first draft. I revised it for a few months, and then I started querying, and an agent named Alyssa Hankin from Trident Media Group really liked it, and so she and I worked on the manuscript for about 2 years after that. And so, and she's great. She, before she was an agent, she was an editor at Scholastic, and so she's really talented, and we work.
And she knows the market.
And she knows the market. She knows the market really well. So it was really nice to have feedback from her. And so that was a long process of revising, but it's really a better book for it, and it's really nice to have that kind of professional feedback from someone who is so knowledgeable.
Okay, so did you have any other questions that you were...
I was just going to say, good for you to be patient, because that, to me, when I get to that point, I'll be like, right now is when I want this out, and, you know, so 2 years in the editing and everything, that's quite the process, so that's good for you.
So tell us what this last month has been like for you since the launch.
Oh, well, it's been a completely new world. You know, I feel like I'm more in the world of email and blogs and the internet than I ever have been. You know, normally I work on a computer all day doing visual effects for film. You know, I'm used to sitting in front of a keyboard in, you know, when I'm not writing as well. Now it's different because I'm on Twitter more, and but it's been great because I'm meeting a lot of new friends in the book world that I hadn't met before, and I'm getting to meet some phenomenal bloggers and podcasters and
you're so sweet
themselves, you know. It's really fun.
We did not fish for that.
This was a completely unprompted response by Adam Sidwell.
Okay, so you mentioned that you worked in special effects. So tell me, did you have anything to do with the cover?
So the cover does sort of come from a visual effects background. I didn't actually do it myself. There's an awesome artist whom is a friend of a friend, and his name is Goro Fujita, and he was a concept artist for Madagascar and Megamind.
Oh, wow.
So when you see some of these shows in Megamind, or part of Megamind, when you see some of the shots, you know, you'll see Metro Man's big statue in the city, and Goro is the one who designed a lot of that. And I contacted him and talked to him about doing the cover art, and then, I draw, and my background's in animation, so I did a few sketches, but no one paints like Goro, you know, so I said, I want him to do it, because he is great, and so, we went back and forth doing revisions on the cover, and if you check out my Facebook page, you can see some of the process, which is really cool, of how the cover evolved.
Is this on the Evertaster Facebook page?
That's on the Evertaster Facebook page, yeah. So it's facebook.com/Evertaster. Come hit like while you're there. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm not on Facebook.
That's all right. You're on podcasts.
Well, that's cool. I'll have to go check it out because I know that, you know, I can see the finished product, so seeing a behind-the-scenes peek would be nice. So.
You need to tell us the background of your name, why you want your full name on here.
Right. Okay, so my name is Adam Sidwell, and my middle name is Glendon, and of course, you know, I thought, okay, I'm going to go as Adam Sidwell, but until I find out that adamsidwell.com is taken by another Adam Sidwell, and apparently there's a few out there, and that Adam Sidwell actually has a really cool site, so I'm going to put in a plug for him, though he doesn't know me. But he does these really cool drawings of old video game characters like Mega Man bad guys, Ninja Turtles. And so I thought, you know what, he wins. He gets the site. I'm going to have to differentiate myself.
Okay.
So I'm now Adam Glendon Sidwell, because I think I'm the only one of those out there.
I hope so. Well, until someone tries to take your site.
I better go reserve that domain name right now.
Okay, so where can our listeners find you?
You can find me at evertaster.com. I've got a blog there, and I'm also on Facebook, but I post regularly pictures and photos of things I'm doing. I just posted a bunch of Comic-Con photos of Batmobiles because it's so cool.
I did see that. There were some pretty cool Batmobiles there. I also saw you on Pinterest.
Yes, I'm on Pinterest.
You actually followed me on Pinterest like a lot, like in May, and I didn't know. I went through old email just like 2 days ago and saw it, and I thought, how ironic that I saw it now after Jerem had contacted me like right before that.
Oh, that is funny. That is funny. Well, I'm glad we're Pinterest friends now. So yeah, I'm gonna have to go relook at your pins again.
Yikes.
I hope you have some good ones there.
There's lots of food on there.
Perfect. That's what we're all about. That's it. That's the story of taste.
Go see my Oh Yum board.
Your which board?
Oh Yum board.
Oh Yum. Mm. That's okay. See, we have this connection here.
We have food.
We like delicious things.
That's me. Me and Adam Glendon Sidwell will always have food. Okay, so tell us about the story of Evertaster.
Well, the story is really came to me when I saw a cookbook and, you know, thought to myself, what is it? And I'm not really much of a cook or a gourmet even, but I thought, what is it that everyone's looking for? Like, what is it that all these Food Network shows are about, these Pinterest boards? What is it that everybody wants? And I thought, is there...
It's chocolate.
It is the chocolate. It is the chocolate. Well, so I thought, what if there was like one be-all end-all taste that, you know, once everybody found it, then they would say, okay, it's done. We can cancel all the shows because we found it. You know, it's like that's it. We're done. And I thought, what if that existed? You know, in science, they sometimes talk about a grand unified theory of everything that will just solve everything in science. So what if there was something for food? And you know, it's like the end, it's like the holy grail of food. And so
or the manna.
So, you know, this is the story of Guster, who's just an incredibly picky eater. He doesn't want to eat anything. And I know there's a lot of kids out there who are just so... So you have one like that.
My oldest daughter.
My son. He's 5.
Okay, and he won't eat.
Oh, he will if it's candy or not green.
But she... Yeah, only she's very specific certain things.
She'll eat
what we're eating for dinner. She doesn't like sweets. She doesn't like cookies. She doesn't like candy. So I guess I can't complain that much. But I almost wanted. I said I'll pay you $10 if you will eat this quesadilla from Cafe Rio.
You had to pay her to eat a Cafe Rio quesadilla.
Truthfully, I didn't really mean it because I wanted to eat it. So I'm like, okay, maybe the next time we go to Rio, we'll see if we can work this out.
You are so funny.
Rio is so delicious.
She'll eat the chicken. She loves their chicken. So.
So it sounds like your daughter is an ever-taster.
This would be perfect for her. She would, yeah, for sure.
You know, and an ever-taster is someone who can taste all the details in their food. You know, they can taste where it's been, you know, where the oranges were grown, where...
Also, Remy from Ratatouille.
Yes, very similar to that. Very similar to that. He's got a very acute sense of taste. And so this is the story of a boy who has a sense of, an acute sense of taste. And he can taste it, you know, sometimes all the way back to tell you which state it was grown in.
Oh, wow.
You know, and so, and this is sort of this curse that he's dealing with, and he doesn't know what it is, and his mom's got this problem she's trying to solve, and his mom, Mabel, is a very, you know, she's a very nice mom, and suddenly she finds herself thrown into this adventure where she's, you know, due to some dangerous circumstances, having to take the children, and they have to flee for their lives, and she's sent out on this quest to find Guster a taste, this legendary taste that will hopefully, according to the legend, solve this problem that he has, and apparently have the ability to change humanity.
So that's a much bigger quest than just finding something to eat.
It's a worldwide quest that is, you know, going to have an effect on everyone. You know, the outcome is that important. And so it's more than just the story of a boy. It's the story of a world of taste.
He's taken the ring to Mordor, it sounds like.
He's taken the ring to Mordor. And, you know, there's a dangerous cult of sinister chefs that are chasing after them.
That's so funny.
You know, and there's one of my favorite characters in the book is Felicity Casa, who is a celebrity homemaker who ends up in jail due to being indicted for some the theft of the Arrivederci chocolate fortune. Mm-hmm. And so,
is that what we read about in the first chapter? Because I read the first chapter on that.
That's right. That's what you read about in the first chapter. So she's sort of my agent says, oh, the Martha Stewart character, you know. And so, and I think, oh, please don't sue me, Martha Stewart. But I just had to...
I doubt she listens to this podcast.
Yeah. I think you're
If you're listening to this podcast, don't tell her.
Yeah.
I can't wait to read it. It sounds fantastic. I hadn't heard of it until your brother contacted me. And once I saw it and I saw the good reviews and everything, I thought, why? Why haven't I heard of this book? Usually we... You know, at least you see with the national titles and things, you see, we hear about these things. So I'm really excited to help you launch this book.
Thank you very much. Well, I appreciate the help. Yeah, it's very exciting for me to be on your podcast, and I'll make sure to tell everyone about it.
Oh, and this won't be your last podcast. I'm sure other people will want to speak with you too. So.
Well, I hope so. That would be a delicious treat.
Oh, so EverTaster on Facebook, and then there's EverTaster.com. Mm-hmm. Okay, is there any other place you'd like to send our listeners?
Oh, well, definitely to Amazon to check out the book, and it's on in paperback and on Kindle. It's on Nook as well. And while you're there, if you want to pick up a copy, then that would be delightful.
I saw that Kindle is only $2.99.
It's actually great because right now, we're still at our introductory price of $9.99, so you can get a 4-for-3 deal. You know, you buy 4 books and you only have to pay for 3. So you can get Evertaster or other books.
Or you could just buy 4 copies of Evertaster to give to all your friends.
I think that's a great idea. And, you know, actually it's been really wonderful because a lot of people have found this as a great present for their kids. And, you know, we're having moms read it and then come back and buy more to give to those picky nieces and nephews for birthday presents in their lives. And so it's just been a really fun family adventure that, you know, boys and girls are both getting into and really liking it. And, you know, I my favorite is the feedback from the kids, because kids don't lie. And, you know, they tell, you know, they come back and tell me and they say, oh, I love the adventure, or I love the part when, and they just, you know, they've been responding really well. And so I couldn't be happier, because that's, you know, who I wrote it for ultimately. And that's, it makes me really happy to see them smile.
Well, that's, you know, the royalty check is nice, but the praise from your intended audience, I don't think there's anything that can replace that.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's wonderful.
Okay, so do you have anyone you want to give shout-outs to?
Definitely. I want to give a shout-out to my brother, Jerem. He's been really great with helping me throw parties and telling everyone about it and contacting this podcast. And I want to give a shout-out to my wife, who's been supportive this whole time. And she's been really great. And, you know, a lot of maybe just all my friends, I can name them, you know, my parents and my family has been phenomenal in spreading the word and telling people, and all the people who left reviews on Amazon, I'm so grateful for that. And, you know, my agent has been so helpful and supportive in this process. And so, you know, I couldn't have come this far without the help of everyone. So I just want to say I appreciate it.
So, question, is this part of a series then?
It is part of a series. The next book is Evertaster, The Delicious City. And it's an entire city of deliciousness. And that one is, I've started writing it and you know, planned that out and mapped it out. And this will be the Evertaster is the first in a 3-part series. So
it sounds like I'm going to have to read that on a treadmill.
You know, a lot of people are saying, make sure that you have snacks on hand when you read the book.
Okay, the trailer. If you haven't seen the trailer, you need to go watch the trailer. I think you can find it on Amazon.
It's on YouTube. Just search for Evertaster.
Evertaster on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My daughter saw that red velvet cake on there, and she was like, oh. That, just the trailer alone, I felt like I gained 5 pounds.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. We actually had a
just don't take 2 years to get book 2 done. Be quicker.
It'll be sooner than that. It'll be sooner than that. You know, as soon as this book, you know, we've had some time to get some momentum for this book, and then I'll, you know, jump into writing the other one and get it all finished so that everyone can read it. Because people are asking, they're like, when do I get to read The Delicious City?
That's the thing about reading it. When it first comes out, you have to wait longer.
I know. And so... we're like that.
So you were starting to say something about the trailer.
The trailer was it was really great because we had a food stylist actually come in and do the food. And he did a great job.
I'm replaying it in my mind as we're talking. No, I don't need any help.
It was actually great because, you know, after working in film, you meet a lot of people who are producing, commercials and things like that. And a good friend of mine owns a production company, and we got together and did this trailer and put it together, and we had a casting call and put it all together. And there was all these gusters in the lobby waiting to be cast. And so that was really fun to walk in and see my character in person. You know, they're all wearing the red polo shirt like he's wearing on the cover. And I thought, wow, this is so cool. I can't believe this is actually happening. And, you know, putting all the footage together, you know, after working in film, like, I was able to contribute a little bit. But those guys did a phenomenal job. And it was fun, too, because the trailer, as you watch it, you'll see Guster running around the forest. And we were really trying to build the tension. And there was a point where we didn't quite have the tension in the right place for the trailer. And because we needed sort of, I mean, even in a trailer, you need an antagonist. And so for those of you who've seen it, you'll see the gorillas in the trailer. And those, you know, you can't just get gorilla footage. We shot all that, but the gorilla footage comes from a few years ago when I went to the Congo and was tracking gorillas, and I had it on a little handheld, you know, phone, and so I said, yeah, guys.
I mean, who has, I just happen to have the gorilla footage.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you guys want this?
That's awesome.
Well, and you know, it was so great. It was so great because I kept, you know, I had that in the back of my mind, and actually that trip was part of the inspiration for why you see a gorilla on the cover. Oh. and part of the adventure that Guster and his family have.
Well, what good is his experience if you can't draw on it?
Exactly. And in an experience like that, it's like, oh, this was so fun. I've got to figure out how to work this into the story, but I think it works. I think it works rather well. So,
thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. It's a pleasure to meet you, and we hope that you have great success with EverTaster.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks for allowing me to be on this podcast. It was wonderful to meet both of you.
And I just want to make another plug for your websites, EverTaster on Facebook and EverTaster.com. And also don't forget to go to thechocolatedc.com to visit and to learn more about the chocolate dessert cafe that has allowed us to come and record here in their location where you were signing.
And they're very, very delicious.
So you are going to be, we probably won't have this podcast up in time for tomorrow's signing, but it's on the blog. I did do a post for it. So do you have any other signings you're going to be going to within the next upcoming months that maybe our listeners who are out of state might be able to go visit you on?
We'll have a signing in a mall in Santa Maria, the Santa Maria Mall, coming up on July 28th. So that's actually really fun because all the whole mall is involved, and they're giving away treats for people who have signed books, you know, from Hot Dog on a Stick and Red Robin, and
where is this?
This is in Santa Maria, California.
California.
So you know, it's fairly close to home, and we're really excited about that. It's going to be an adventure. So if you are in California listening to this anywhere near Santa Maria, come head out there on July 28th.
Well, I'm glad that you made the foray up here into Utah so that we can meet you and podcast with you. And good luck with everything.
Thank you so much, and I hope to be back in Utah soon.
Thanks for joining us for Season 6, Episode 3 of LD's Women's Book Review, and we'll catch you next time.